I'd just like to ask the legislature just to have a little bit stronger commitment, maybe a little bit of a stronger leadership regarding this waiting list issue, because I think it was not going to come from industry. We've seen that, especially in zoning where I am, that's not going to get voted to have the rules changed, you know, to open up the gates a little bit for the wait list. And I don't think it's going to come from the department this time, just with focus on late effort. And I just think that the only place left for it really to come would be from you guys. And it's something that I think is becoming a bigger issue every year. And we sit over there this morning, there's this, you know, Pat puts up on the screen, you know, what's the risk of doing nothing or the risk of doing something about the latent effort? And I think we need to look at the waiting list issue and say, what's the cost of doing something, which isn't that much. I mean, we all know that a few thousand tags out there wouldn't make a big difference. So what's the cost of doing nothing, doing something versus the cost of doing nothing? And that cost of doing nothing, I think, is, you know, really underestimated, because clock's ticking for a lot of people. This list are getting longer, and for no good reason. There's no good scientific reason why you can't have a few more guys enter the fishery every year in some of these zones where it's, you know, really limited. And unless somebody can say, you know, this industry can't handle it, the only other reason is people just don't want to share. And I think, you know, that's the whole point of government. They come in, they step in when people don't want to share.
So that's not easy to solve, because I have to disagree with one of your statements, and that's that a few more isn't going to hurt anything, because we've already got a problem with late never. So if we can figure out a way to address the waiting list in a, you know, a holistic solution with how we get a handle on late never, then that's fine. But if we trying to start saying without getting a handle on latent effort, let's introduce some more effort, and that's not a good thing. I mean, that gives us even a larger problem to solve. And I realize it's not a large percentage to put in one more person in a year, for instance. But if we're going to bring in another person a year, and another person a year after that, another person a year after that, in a circumstance in which we have, if we have a declining resource, then it is a serious problem. So I do want to see that we address the waiting list problem, but it has to be part of a comprehensive solution to the latency that we get to that.
Is there a real commitment from the legislature to have that be tied into any latent effort legislation? Because, you know, someone on the list who's been on it for, you know, over 5 years now, been in the system for 10, you know, a couple years doing a latent effort legislation that may or may not have waiting list component to it. Then a couple years after that, maybe the waiting list issue gets developed. I'll be reporting. And I think that the concern I have would be, well, let's just focus on just latent effort right now without bringing the waiting list issue in there, just to keep it simple. And that way something can get done. I mean, I don't understand from your guys' point of view, we got to keep it simple just so we can have some progress. You make it, you know, too big, and then nothing will get done.
And I would say that the number one problem that has to be solved is the latent effort. The number two problem is the list. The fact that we are keeping people who are experienced and interested in this fishery from getting involved while we've got the average age of the fishermen going up significantly. So I'm hoping that, I'd very much like to see that there is a comprehensive solution to both. And I can make that personal commitment that that is something that I will fight for, but not to the point of sacrificing that there is a good solution to late never. It's gotta be secondary to that. But I can't commit the whole legislature, much less the whole committee.
So we're getting close to the end of our time, unless are there additional questions?
Well, I got two things. Out of Monhegan Island, we have an island lobster program. So anybody in Zone D who has a license or is on the wait list can come move to Monhegan. We have a couple of slots open, but you got to move there.
Monday, it's not true.
Is that up there? Totally separate from that, I'd just like to hear what the Marine Resources Committee thinks about Manaco Ventus and their location in the only lobster conservation area in the state.
The legislature set those areas aside a long time ago, of course, so that's done. That said, though, I had a discussion with a gentleman earlier this morning, no longer in the room. I believe, and I would very much support, there are going to be representatives from the fishery, from surrounding towns around the, both on the Bristol Peninsula, Port Clyde, Monhegan, that will be pulled together to be industry liaisons and have a voice at the table in discussions of how this moves forward, the details of that, with working with the folks at Jake Ward and other people in the project. So I told them that is something which very much needs to happen, and that I hope that they would spend some time figuring out what the role of those people would be in the process, so they would understand what influence or voice they would have in the decisions being made.
In case you don't know, the people from MAB have met with Lobstermen in Friendship in Port Clyde. They have yet to come to Monhegan to meet with us, yet that's where the turbines are actually located. And it's a bit upsetting if we don't really know if we have a task force and we're in communication with them regularly. But they still haven't come to talk to the fishermen on the island.
So we'll work to make that happen.
All right.
Winnie, thank you very much for your questions and being here today. And certainly, I'm sure that the Senator and myself will work to ensure that Monhegan's voice is heard. I can't make any promises, but I certainly will work with you to ensure that your voice is heard.
So unless there are any other questions, I want to thank all of you for coming to the session and for your questions. I don't know if you folks are interested in making any closing comments or if you've got to address everything that you would hope would come up today, but obviously
please.
We want to thank the members of the Marine Resources Committee as well for their participation and for attending the forum and being available for the wide range of issues that people have brought up today. So thank you.